The figure of 3,500 may not be directly comparable with other boroughs in Kent, and I'm almost certain it isn't. And that's because we have everyone on our waiting list. And when I say everyone, we have people we haven't actually identified as having a housing need. If we strip those out, as most boroughs do, the figure reduces to approximately 1,700 people on the waiting list. We have four bands, with a band D, which is the band I referred to earlier as people with no identified housing need, but a desire to move homes. So having clarified that figure, that's been 1,700. Yes, there is very high pressure on housing within the borough. And whilst the council has embarked on a new build program, and we work very closely with the private sector to try and rehouse people, supply is far outstripped by demand. So it's a real challenge. I mean, one of the obligations and duties of the local authority is providing housing options advice. And we do that very regularly with our clients. We work closely with health, but more importantly, it's really helping people explore other alternatives to council housing, which may be available to them. We work closely with housing association partners as well, who may be able to offer shared ownership schemes to people who are able to afford that type of tenure. Shared ownership is perhaps the alternative for people who are able to afford that tenure. Other than that, we look at assisting people with rent deposit schemes to be able to rent in the private housing sector. And we look at helping people really understand what their needs are and the options which I've just mentioned. There aren't very many options out there, which is why the demand on social housing is as great as it is. It often means that people who want social housing only end up waiting quite a considerable length of time before they are able to secure alternative accommodation or accommodation at all. So my advice strongly, which is what we give to residents or people who approach Gravesham Borough Council, is to consider alternative types of tenure, not just council housing. We do have pockets of development all across the borough, and over the last year, we successfully built and rented out about 19 units, which is far short of the 100. Availability of land or land supply is one of the constraints the council also has in terms of developing new housing.